What's cooking in Cincinnati? That's the question many foodies are asking after seeing this year's finalists for the James Beard Awards. The prestigious award is given to outstanding chefs and restaurants across the country. And while major hubs like Dallas and New York City have their share of nominations, Cincinnati is holding its own with three finalists. The city garnered nominations for Best New Restaurant, Outstanding Pastry Chef or Baker, and Outstanding Restaurant. And while Cincinnati is known for the skyline chili with a touch of cinnamon, it's clear the city has a lot more to offer. To guide us through Cincinnati's food scene, we have Chef Jose Salazar. His restaurant Mitas is one of this year's finalists. Hello, Chef Jose.
Hey, it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
And congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Cincinnati is famous, obviously, for its chili, which people eat on spaghetti and hot dogs. But now we realize there's probably a lot more going on. So tell us what's happening in Cincinnati's food scene that we might not know about.
Yeah, so Cincinnati's food scene is very eclectic, and we have an enormous amount of talent. I think one example would be my friend Jeff Harris, who's also a finalist for the James Beard Awards for a new restaurant this year. And, you know, his style of cooking is just very innovative, and it's familiar in some ways, but it's also extremely creative. It's got these little twists that, you know, make it extra special. And he's using really, really good quality ingredients. And I think that is one of the differences in his cooking. Oftentimes you get grits and shrimp, and it's good. But when you get the best shrimp and the best grits, suddenly it's just that dish is elevated to another level.
So what's happening in Cincinnati that's leading to the creation of so many of these award-winning restaurants and chefs?
I think it's a sense of community. We're all really looking out for one another. And as opposed to some other cities where it's more cutthroat, I think we're all rooting for one another and helping each other out.
And let's just broaden out a bit to the Cincinnati food scene in general. What can you get there that maybe you can't get anywhere else?
Well, have you heard of Getta? Getta is it's a staple in Cincinnati, and it was brought over by the Germans. It was made out of all the scraps of the pig, and it's something that I'd never heard of until I moved to Cincinnati. And now I love it. I can't get enough of it. So we do at our restaurant, we do a hash with it, like a breakfast hash. And you mix it with potatoes and eggs, and it's phenomenal.
And speaking of your restaurant, Mitas, mm-hmm. It's a Latin American eatery. And you're also a finalist for Outstanding Restaurants. This is not your first nomination. But I want you to tantalize us with some of the things on your menu.
One of my favorite dishes, and it's been on our menu from the beginning, is a pozole verde. So it's a pozole is this amazing stew from Mexico, and it's usually done with chicken, but my twist is adding seafood to it. So it's lobster and shrimp and red snapper and calamari,
amazing.
and it's really spicy and it's bright and acidic. And then it gets topped with avocado and fresh cabbage and cilantro and radishes. It's like the most comforting stew ever. And it's like I said, it's been on our menu from day one.
And what kind of cuisines did you grow up eating, Jose?
So I'm Colombian, and I would go back to Colombia as a kid. And, you know, Colombian food is very hearty, meat and potatoes, lots of corn, lots of potatoes. But yeah, that's the stuff that, you know, I ate as a kid. Very humble cooking. But then when I started working in restaurants, I worked in predominantly French and Italian. So those were the cuisines that I was most exposed to, you know, as an adult.
You've been cooking in Cincinnati since 2008. How has the food culture in the city changed in that time?
Oh, wow. It's come a long way for sure. I would say, you know, in the last 10 years, especially, there's just been a huge revitalization of the downtown core, and that's just attracted more and more talent to the city. So it's night and day. I mean, it's unrecognizable.
And before we let you go, for those who really are drooling and now planning a trip to Cincinnati, can you suggest maybe a unique spot that they can go for a bite to eat?
Certainly. I would say go to Mid-City. Mid-City is a cocktail bar slash restaurant that really specializes in small plates, but they're all very unique and fun. And they were actually a semi-finalist for the James Beard Awards this year. And so definitely check them out.
That's Chef Jose Salazar. He's the owner of Mita's, the James Beard nominated restaurant in Cincinnati, Ohio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Deepa, thank you so much. It was a real pleasure.